Let's go to God in a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for our children and the beautiful voices they have, and that they're singing praises to your name. And Lord, as we go through this Bible picture book, God, Lord, bless them today and bless us all today. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, if you got it open to Daniel in the lion's den, okay, I'm going to tell you this story, and your parents can kind of, you know, point out the pictures if you want. I'm not going to read it per se, but I'm going to tell it to you. Daniel was a young man when he was taken into Babylon, and he might have been a teenager. But King Nebuchadnezzar put several of these young boys into his court, and for 3 years they were taught the language and they were trained, because Nebuchadnezzar wanted some leaders that could work with the Jewish people there in Babylon. And Daniel was one of these. Daniel knew the Lord so well that after 3 years the king made Daniel one of his special servants. And Daniel excelled, just like when we know the Lord, we excel. And Nebuchadnezzar was really blessed to have Daniel in his court. But when Nebuchadnezzar's son took over, Daniel didn't have much to do with Belteshazzar. And until Belteshazzar's last day of serving as king, he was in his palace, and they were not living very well. And one of the angels came with a hand and wrote some words on the wall. And you can see there this handwriting on the wall. And nobody could interpret it. And somebody said, "Hey, I remember Daniel used to work for your dad, and he knew God. Call him in, and he might be able to interpret it." So Belteshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, called Daniel in, and Daniel said, "Oh boy." Daniel says, "Your kingdom has been found wanting, and God is going to take it away from you." Well, that night, Belteshazzar died, and King Darius came in and took over. And if you look in picture number 2 there, there's King Darius, and he was so impressed with Daniel that he made Daniel one of 3 of the main presidents of the kingdom. And under Daniel and these other 2 presidents were 120 governors. And Daniel worked so well because Daniel knew God, just like you know God. And he worked so well with the king that Darius the king said, "I'm going to put Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom." Well, when the other presidents and the other governors found out that, they didn't like it, because they knew that Daniel knew God. And they said, you can see him talking here in picture number 3. They're kind of saying, "What are we going to do? The king wants to make Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom, and we don't want Daniel there because Daniel knows God." And so they couldn't find anything wrong with Daniel. And they said, "We know what we'll do. We'll go to the king and we'll tell the king to make a decree that you have to pray to the king and not to anybody else and not to any god, but just the king." So if you look at picture number 4, here they are with the king, and they lied to the king. They said to the king, "King, all your presidents and all your governors want you to make a decree for 30 days that people can only pray to you." Now they lied because Daniel wasn't there, and he was one of the presidents. So when Daniel found out about that, he went home, and just like he did every day in picture 5 there, Daniel opened up the window of his house, and he prayed to God. And Daniel did that 3 times a day. But look at the people standing below the window there. Those are those other governors and those other presidents, and they're seeing Daniel praying to the true God, and they said, we got him now because he's breaking the king's law. So they went back to the king in number 6 there, and they said, King, you signed a decree that the only God or person that people can pray to is you. And they said, guess what? Daniel is praying to God. And they said, King, your decree said that if anybody prayed to anyone else besides you, they'd be thrown into the what? Lion's den. Yeah. Yes. Wow. Well, do you know Darius, King Darius, he liked Daniel. He wanted to put Daniel in charge of his whole kingdom. And he thought, what can I do? And these governors, they said, hey, wait a minute, Darius. You signed into law, and you cannot go back on your word. And Darius the king didn't know what to do. And so he went home, and he thought, how can I save Daniel? And he waited until the sun set, and these people came back to him again, picture 7, and they said, Darius, king, you signed it. You've got to throw him in the lion's den. The lion's den. Yeah. Well, Darius had to do it. And he said, oh, Daniel. He said, is your God able to save you from the lions? Wow. Look at that. In picture 8, you can see Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. And that night, the king went home. And he didn't eat any supper, and he didn't have any snacks, no candy, nothing. No candy, no, he didn't drink anything, and he stayed awake all night, worried about Daniel. What's that? He was tired. Yeah, he was. He was tired. Well, as soon as the sun came up in the morning, he went to the lion's den. And there you can see him in picture 9. He's going to the lion's den. And he says, Daniel, was your God able to save you from the lions? And you know what Daniel said? He said, O king, live forever. He said, my God came. And what did God do? He shut the lions. Yes. And the lions didn't eat Daniel, and they didn't bite him. And they were quiet all night long. And there in picture 11, you can see Daniel in there with the lions, and they're just kind of quiet. And there's the king talking to Daniel. And the king said, come on out, Daniel. And they pulled Daniel out of the lion's den. And then you know what the king did? He had those other presidents and those governors that had lied about Daniel. And he threw them into the lion's den. And guess what the lions did? Anybody know? They ate them. Yeah, they sure did. Well, you can have this picture book. Every family can have one, okay? And these are stories that your family can read to you. But you know why those lions didn't eat Daniel? Anybody know why they didn't eat him? Why? Yes, he believed in the Lord. And actually, you said the Lord Jesus, and Jesus wasn't born yet. But do you know Daniel is the one that prophesied about the Messiah coming and being born? So he knew that Jesus was still coming. He didn't know he'd be called Jesus, but he knew he'd be the Savior of the world. And when we know God, he takes care of us too, even when we're in bad situations. Do you know, when I was going to seminary, I got out of my car one day and locked the door. These were these old cars where you had to lock the door by pushing down the button and close the door. And I started to walk away from my car, and then I saw about 20 feet away from me, there was a dog. And he was growling. And the hair was standing up on the back of his head. and I could see his canines, and he started walking toward me, growling, with the hair standing up and his teeth showing, and I was afraid. I wanted to unlock my car and get back in it, but I knew that I could not unlock that car fast enough. And then I thought, maybe if I jump on top of the roof, that isn't going to work. That dog can jump up there too. And that dog came right up, right up to me, as close as I am to you. And he's looking right in my eyes, and he's growling, and the hair is on his head, and his teeth are showing. And then it dawned on me, wait a minute. The Bible says that God has given us authority over all the animals. And I looked at that dog, and I even stuck out my finger. And I said, dog, in the name of Jesus, I command you to stop growling. And guess what happened? What do you think? What do you think? He stopped growling right away. Just instantly. But he was still looking at me. And the hair was still standing up on his head. And so I looked at him again and I pointed my finger at him. I don't know why I pointed my finger. But I said, dog, in the name of Jesus, I command you to turn around and walk away. And guess what that dog did immediately? He turned around right away and walked away. And guess what I did? I turned around and I walked away too. But you know, God saved me from that dog so he didn't bite me. All right? God is with us. And when we believe in Jesus and we love God, and by the way, Daniel loved God. He loved him so much that three times a day he would open up his window and he would pray to the Lord. How many of you pray to God every day? You do? You do? You do? Yeah. You do. We all pray to him every day. Isn't that wonderful? And he loves us and he's with us. And when he's with us, he watches over us. And he takes care of us. You know, there's a couple other men in the Bible, and I'm going to sing a song for you in a few minutes here. But there was Moses. Have you heard of Moses? And he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And God gave him the 10. Yes. Okay. Well, the Bible says that Moses would go into the tabernacle by the Ark of the Covenant. And he would talk to God face to face. Wow. And when Moses came out of the tabernacle, do you know what his face was doing? Anybody have an idea? What?
He was happy.
He was happy. He sure was. And his face was shining. It was glowing because he was standing in the presence of God. And that's what was happening with Daniel. Because Daniel was in the presence of God, God's glory was around Daniel, and the lions didn't bite him. But then as Moses stayed away from God's presence, or from face to face with God, he began to lose that glow on his face. And so he covered his face so the people wouldn't see that he was losing the glow. And when he went back in again to talk to God, he would take that veil off and talk to God, and he would come out, and guess what his face was doing when he came out again?
Shining.
Yes, shining. It sure was. And the Bible tells us that. Well, then there was another man by the name of Elijah, and he was a prophet. And Elijah trusted God for everything, and he was so close to God that, guess what? Elijah never, that's right, he never died. Boy, you know your Bible well, too. Elijah never died because he was so close to God. Yes, and God wants all of us to be close to him. Now, you know, Elijah never died, and there are other people that do, but Daniel died too, but you know what? We're close to God, and God is with us. And I want to sing a song for you now about these three men, Moses and Daniel and Elijah, and how close they were to God and how much they loved God. Dennis? From being in the presence of the Lord. When he came from the Holy of Holies, his face glowed in the glory of God's word. Then Moses would cover his face so the people would not see that the glory of the Lord was fading from Moses' humanity. Then there was a man named Daniel who spent time with the Lord each day. He was thrown in a lion's den because he chose to pray. But the Lord was there with him, and the lions did not bite. For the glory of the Lord was reflecting around Daniel through the night. Let's remember Elijah, the prophet who never died. He walked with the Lord, and all his needs our God supplied. He was a man who obeyed the words God had to say, and he reflected his glory as he walked with him each day. What these three had in common was their faith in the Lord. They would spend time with him and reflect upon his word. They came into his presence. They took some time to pray. They thought upon his word and lived for him each day. If we want to be like them and reflect the glory of the Lord, we must believe in Jesus, live according to his word. Come into his presence, take some time to pray, think upon his word, and live for him each day. Come into his presence, take some time to pray, think upon his word, and live for him each day. Come into his presence, take some time to pray, think upon his word, and live for him each day. Amen. Thank you. Well, let's go to God in a word of prayer, okay? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for our young people, Lord. Lord, they know you and you love them. And Jesus, we just thank you for pouring out your Holy Spirit on them, keeping them all close to you, Father. And Lord, just letting your glory continue to reflect all throughout them. And Lord, I thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for our congregation. And thank you, Lord, for the love that you have in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord.